Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Okay, two things. First of all, just think, kids, when you're 51, you can act like an idiot, as demonstrated there. And number two, here's our new sponsor, Bud Light Platinum, which apparently has more alcohol than I expected. Hey, you know what? In America, most Bud Light kind of beers have about, what, 3.2? Let's call it 3.2. I believe Bud Light Platinum has 20% alcohol. Because I can't feel my feet. And although they're in nice boots, these boots, I can't even... So like right here, right now, my feet are on the ground. Can't tell. Pretty exciting. Anyways,
do you need a designated driver?
No, I'm just going to sleep on the couch.
But you can do that at home.
It'll be a usual again.
Did you say again? All right. Can I have a new host?
I'm funny. I don't care. I am funny. Do you guys agree? Thank you.
What did I get up? You may have noticed that the set has changed slightly. That was not my idea. Completely not my idea. I didn't say, hey, we need to change it so I could be closer to my wife. No. It was Wayne. Pimp and Wayne and Sass, who is studio apprentice Sam, Sass. Oh, I just made that up. Thanks to Bud Light Platinum. They're like, you know, Scott, I think you could do better. Like, well, how could I do better? And they're like, well, let's just move stuff. Let's move some furniture around. I have a furniture background moving thing, and let's move cameras. I don't like to move cameras. Oh, shut the hell up, Scott. We're moving cameras. We're doing it. I'm like, okay, you got, there's three against one. Oh, let's go. So it's completely their idea. But I appreciate that. Hey, by the way, what's this show called? The Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza on the Vegas Video Network.
Extravaganza?
Yeah, we've changed it.
Wait, is it going to be extravaganza going forward or just today's show?
Isn't every day extravaganza?
Well, every day is...
I feel like it could be extravaganza. I know it. I could do
like a circus extravaganza or like a what?
Yes. It's a circus extravaganza.
Hey, are you going to introduce me?
And joining me today, brought to you again by the good people at Bud Light Platinum.
I'm just keeping us on track.
On track, because this is going to be the fastest show ever. The over-under on this show, I said, is 45. Take the under. It's 40.
40?
Take the under.
Over.
And take it. And
that's because Jacob knows you're chatty.
Jacob knows everything about me.
Jacob, we don't need to go there.
He was trying to hug me during our work today.
Doesn't that happen every day?
Yes. Anyways, joining me is my naughty jelly sweet. She is that for whom I live for. I wake up in the morning, I roll over and go, thank God. Then I move Coda. And I go, thank God again because of she who is Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand, everybody. Joining us today on the big show, working all the controls, we've got Jacob over on the TriCast.
People.
The important people, the guys who create everything. Look at that. That's a good looking group right there. You got Jacob doing TriCast.
No, wouldn't it be funny if we took that shot and they were doing that, like, hear no evil, speak no evil?
That would be funny.
See no evil.
We'll try to coordinate that next week for you.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Be great.
Yeah.
So you got Jacob over on the TriCaster, you've got Sam over there, and then you got Pimpin' Wayne hanging out on the live chat. Big hand for those crazy kids.
Want
a big shout out, of course, to the good folks at LASIK in Nevada, Dr. Rothman and Chaz. Chaz and I go back now.
You're buds.
Sure, we're buds. And I'm pretty excited about that. Who has the most LASIK procedures of anybody living in Nevada? Well, that'd be Dr. Rothman. LASIK in Nevada, 40,000 plus. And we even know people who have been here.
It's a lot of eyeballs.
It's a lot of eyeballs. You said it was how many?
Well, it depends. I don't know what he means. Is that 40,000 each individual eye?
I think it's 40,000 pairs.
Set? But not everybody gets both eyes done.
Right. So it could be like a bunch of pirates.
Could be.
Right. There's a lot of pirates here in Las Vegas. It's the sirens of T.I. are hanging out over at Dr. Rothman trying to get their eyes on. Arr, I'm doing a really crappy version. Can we bring back the other people that were actually talented? No. Arr, okay. Get me eyes. Blind me so I don't have to watch the show that I'm doing. You know what? There's a good chance that T.I. is not going to be a sponsor now because of that. I blame you. Hey.
Me.
You know. okay. You know what we're going to do on today's show, honey? We're gonna question the collective intelligence of those who live in Las Vegas. I'd argue they have the collective intelligence.
Of which we are part of.
Yeah, I'm not real proud of this, just so you know. But I'd argue that the collective intelligence of people who live in Las Vegas is that of a small soap dish, which is low. So we're going to argue
well,
that.
Well, you might get a lot of negative, you know, press what? From locals saying, what do you mean? Why are you putting us down?
Why are you being a downer?
Yeah.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I should mic Jacob. He's like over there, oh, Lord. This, you know, get the white idiot off the screen. Anyways, we're going to challenge the collective intelligence of the good people of Las Vegas, of which we are too, but we are not included in that group. Why?
We didn't vote.
Because we're like a good Republican, we didn't vote. So, okay.
By
the way, sorry, Mom. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about what to do. We've got a voicemail that came in from some people we know a little bit about. Okay, a little bit.
A thing or two?
A thing or no. Yeah, sure. We've seen them. I think we've seen them naked. I've seen one of them naked.
Oh, we have not seen them naked.
You don't think I've seen Neil naked?
Well,
I haven't.
Why would you have seen Neil naked?
It was back in London.
Causing me a lot of concern.
It was back in London, kids. It was our first trip to London. And he said, look, here's how it works. When you're out traveling around in London with Londoners, that's what they
London call. Town.
You got to go when you're in London. Sometimes you go to a pub, especially when your wives are out shopping, especially when they're out shopping. And sometimes the best way to feel good about yourself is simply to take your clothes off in a pub. I'm like, really? That seems odd. And then he started to take off his shirt. Now I'm like, wow, that tattoo of my face is new.
I think how many of those have you had?
Didn't expect that. I've had two.
Seriously. He's telling me he's stripping down naked in London while I'm shopping.
I've had two, and this story is made up by Bud Light Platinum. Anyway, so he took off his shirt. We're at a pub in London, and he's got my face tattooed on his chest. I'm like, okay.
So well, like you're thinking, hey, this bromance thing, there might be something.
I like it. It's international. It makes me seem a little special, right? Who's your bromance guy? It's a cat over in London. Really? How's that work?
I don't know, but I think you got one in every port. You got Jacob here.
Well, that's not every port.
Well, you got that going on in the U.S.
The truth of the matter is I can barely get to London because every time I try to walk out of here, Jacob grabs me and gives me a big hug.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't need a lot of...
Maybe Jacob has a tattoo.
Man love. Jacob, do you have a man tattoo of me? Jacob?
Cricket. I don't know how to take the silence.
No. He says no.
Oh.
No. That's hurtful.
Good. So you see?
I guess I don't have
to be worried.
I have Jacob's name tattooed on my lips, so no matter who I kiss Jacob. Oh my God, what has happened to me?
That is horrible.
You know what's completely
Jacob?
Messed up? You know
this story and others available on VBN2.com.
What the heck is going on?
VBN.
You know what? What is so cool about this is I'm making this stuff up as we go. Imagine if we actually prepared for a show. Never gonna happen. It's not going to happen. Don't call it a comeback. We used to. We don't have that song. Anyway, so we're gonna.
I just feel like I have walked into, you know, crazy town here.
Mm. Talk for a minute. I like to have a sip.
What are you doing?
Part
help
of
me. Would somebody help me?
Hold on. Part of my goal.
What?
Ow, it's like a hairball. Part of my goal is that every 6 to 8 months, I do a spit take on the network.
Well, let's do that on somebody else's show.
Check. I'll take care of it. Hey, but before we go any farther, how about a big applause for the live studio audience?
Oh, we're getting back on track.
And yes, we're getting back on track. Want me to finish the story about the tattoo on Neil's
nope.
chest?
Nope, I think we just continue on.
You know, I think you know that you really have the audience in the palm of your hands when you say, would you like to hear more of the story? And they all yell out, no.
Hey, maybe we should say hi to the
live chat.
On live chat.
Yeah. I think from now on, Melissa will be responsible for the live chat shout out. Vote?
Yay.
Oh. Those opposed? No. We have, well, no, wait. I've got a pregnant woman there who's looking down like this. Those opposed? Well, hell, sure. I don't know. And of course, did you find it?
What the hell is going on here? How does your wedding ring just fly off to the second row of the audience seating?
Did you find it? Oh, crap. Now she's grabbing her.
Oh, God, don't go into labor. She's
grabbing her stomach and going, ow. Very much like after I eat a cheesecake. I did the simple thing. Please don't download here. As a practice, we're not prepared. You're prepared.
They're going to tape you.
You could help yourself because you know CPR and birthing. You can't? What did the Aborigines do for today, yesterday? I bet you there's somebody in Africa right now.
I think you would have to be the one to help.
I'll do it.
I think, I don't know if anyone else has witnessed a
I'll do it. No, I'll do it. You do it right now. Come up here. Have your baby now. Here's what we'll do.
I would advise against that.
Wait, do it. Come on, Christina. Come up now. Do it now. Well. No, and then when he comes out, I'll tattoo my face on his chest. Just like Neil. It'll be a great idea. Come on. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on here on the network. We're 13 minutes in. We're definitely going to be below the 40. No. We've got this. Hey, you know what? There's illegal betting going on here in the studio about the over-under. I'm telling you, I'm going to bring this thing in under 40. Holy.
Betting is legal.
All right, so far we've got about, what, $25, $40 on the... We got $55 on the over. And even the pregnant lady now is my pregnant. Oh, it's unbelievable. She said, "I'm just betting for my husband and Scott Jr." So a couple of things, real fast, Right, tick tock, tick tock. A little tardy for the real fast idea. Some Vegas Video Network update, real quick. A couple of things. First of all. We have, I mentioned some stuff on the Facebook, and I had some people email me and then also do a Facebook thing saying, hey, you said that you've got 1, 2, 3 new shows planned, and you've got your revamping, retooling, and what's going on with that? Can you tell us a little bit about it? And I said, no. Then I said yes, because a pregnant woman required me to do so.
Well, you can always tell her separately since she showed up.
I did tell her. Actually, I lied to her for about 15 minutes, and she eventually got tired of it. So just real quick, one of our favorite hosts, Chris Phillips from Talk Tales, known as Zoe Bowie, was doing our show for a while. His schedule just got out of control, and we couldn't do it anymore.
He's a busy guy.
He is a busy guy. He's all over the place playing God Bless His Little Heart.
Yes, we need to go see him again.
We do. And we'll go see him at Carnival Court, where he's at right now, on Sundays. Yeah. That's one of our favorite places to meet new people.
Because it's an easy escape.
Or we can get out.
We can get out.
Right. Hey, you guys are some pretty cool people. We're going to go ahead and get a big 15-foot margarita. We'll be right back. And then we never come back.
That's where we met Neil and Sarah.
It is where we met Neil and Sarah, who now has a tattoo. Sarah does, actually. It's really weird. Anywho, So let me get it. Wait, hold on. That's my phone. Hi, Sarah. No, I was just kidding. Okay, bye. Anyways, so we're auditioning new, actually not auditioning, we signed up a new host. A new host for the show. Exciting.
I'm excited.
Now, I'm not going to tell you quite yet. You know who it is.
I do.
I'm not going to tell everybody else who it is quite yet.
But I think that's smart.
I will give a hint. This person, almost gave it away. This person did their first rehearsal last night. Knocked it out of the park.
Was good.
This person will be good. The one hint I will give is that this particular person has been a guest on Talk Tales.
Nope, don't do it.
I just was impressed with dun 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 and ooze over here in the audience. So
you look mischievous.
I know. This person will continue to do some rehearsals. It is our plan that this person's first show on Talk Tales will be April 30th, I believe is the date, which is a Monday. That's the plan. So very excited about that.
Things could change, as things do, but...
For sure. And then the other three shows we've got in the hopper, brand new, never been on the network before. I've got, if you go to camera 4, see that, or camera 5? That's what I meant. Sorry. Two of those people, the ones having a good time, those two are going to be Wayne and Sam are going to be producing a couple other shows for us. And Jacob and I are going to do a VVN2 show.
Called Sally know?
Called Tattoo You. Yeah, I think Sally does know. Or not. So those are coming up. I can't tell you about that, but I'm meeting with one of the hosts this Wednesday to brainstorm where we're going to go with it. Very excited about that. So we've got some pretty groovy things going on here at the Vegas Video Network. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about our first story today. Oh, man, I'm so proud of us Las Vegans. So proud. So the Review Journal comes out with this thing called the Best of Las Vegas every year. They've been doing it for a long time. Best of Las Vegas, that's 2012. Right. It's a big deal.
People get little like placards that they put in their windows of their businesses, like, "Hey, we're a 2000." Or is that the Review Journal one?
It is. That's what we're talking about.
Oh yeah. So they have the little placard in their windows, 2012. You know,
right.
Whatever.
That's right. It's a big deal.
Spa of the year.
It's a huge deal.
Which I think. Can I just make a suggestion?
You can.
You know how they have like the top spas?
I do.
I think to have for objective reporting, I should go to those spas and I should have at least one like thing done, like a facial or a massage or something. So then I can come back and report, you know, with real data on my experience, like hands-on experience.
It's a good idea.
And then, you know, that can be bankrolled on the VVN.
Oh, that's an even better idea.
Because it's for the show.
Right. Let's do that. Maybe we should buy some cars, too. Just to see if anybody can sell a car around here. Maybe you can buy a house.
But I think people are very interested in the spas. So we'll go. The ladies and I will go. We're going to try them out.
Yeah.
And then we'll come in and talk about what we liked or didn't like about each spa.
And I get to pay for that.
That's right. You know, for content, you have
expense
to pay
account,
for...
Expense account, baby.
You got to pay for content.
I don't like the idea. That's a problem.
I think people would love to have hands-on experience about... I mean, we do hands-on feedback when we go to shows.
All of a sudden, now the freaking live audience wakes up and wants to participate.
When we go to restaurants, awesome. Right? When we go to restaurants, we provide feedback on the restaurants.
Yes, we do.
When we go to shows, yeah. When we stay at hotels... Well, and I know you don't like going to the spa, so that's why I'm not including you.
Thanks.
So I think then I should go and you know, maybe some studio audience folks, and we can then talk about it.
We're not going to make the over-under on this show, are we?
I'm not the one betting. I'm just participating here.
Okay.
And I'm trying to provide, you know, we got, you know, the team over there coming up with show ideas. I think like we could do
a
whole one.
I guarantee you, none of the show ideas is Scott pays a lot of money so people who you know could do whatever they want on my dime. I guarantee you, none of those show ideas are that, with the exception of Marie over here, who desperately wants that to be a show idea.
I just am saying.
Okay, it's a great idea.
We could talk offline about it.
Yeah, so far offline that we're in Guam. It's not gonna happen. We're gonna do a bowling thing. Wayne's gonna organize a Vivian bowling competition so I can get my
bumper bowling. Or
we're not gonna do bumper bowling. We're gonna do big boy bowling. Where it actually has to go down the middle of the.
I think I beat your score last time. We went bowling.
What? Bowling? No.
Yeah.
No. So we're not gonna do bowling. We're gonna do
go kart racing.
Bocce ball.
Do they even have bocce ball here?
I just want to do something where I can beat two people, Wayne and you. I just want to beat two people. That's all I care about.
Right. Do you think they have bocce ball here, though?
Is there any chance that we might actually get to the subject that I like to talk about?
Okay, let's continue on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Very good.
It's good. See, this new set encourages this dialogue.
Yeah. Living in Las Vegas, now with more playful banter.
Hey, Jacob, is Wayne's mic open? Please stop that. I'm kidding. Okay, yes, I will buy everybody a spa treatment. We're going to go bowling. Now, what are you doing? Oh, that's what I need. It's another one of those things.
I'm already thinking I'm signing up to be the designated driver.
This episode is brought to you by Platinum. Are these open? Oh. Did you hear that? That's the second best sound in the world. What's the first best? What?
The sound of money.
Right. It's the sound of you saying, okay.
Thank you. Thank you for not letting.
No, but that's
You remember the comment? You remember the comment about the couch? Now you understand how that happens. Look at this. And he knows. He knows that he's been bad. That's the thing. He knows.
Come on, that was awesome. You know what? Sometimes
this is how the whole couch thing happens to husbands.
There's a chance I might not make it to 10 years, but that was funny. You know what? If we ever do a best of, that's got to be in it. We struggled all last year trying to figure out, get all these best of. Somebody write down, best of, episode 145, 23 minutes in it, Scott gets divorced. Okay, all right. I forgot where the hell we are with this show. How was your day today? Good? Good? Okay.
Overall, right. I have some complaints. I'll tell you about those later.
Good. Anybody you want us to kill? I know people. I know a guy who knows somebody who can kill somebody and then do the splits. I'm not kidding you. That sounds like something I made up. But I'm sorry. I know somebody who knows somebody who can kill you and then do the splits. Right in front of you.
Why would you do that?
As they dig a hole in for to bury you. Because, hard to say, really. I can't really tell you on this. BVN2 will have the How to Kill Somebody into the Splits show. That's the show Wayne's doing, by the way. We've given it away. That's how we're doing it. Okay. All right. Let's get into the idiots who live in Las Vegas quickly. I just want to get this over with. We're at two. All right, what? What'd you say? Yeah. Oh, man. That's what I need. It's a little love. Okay. Or a lot of love. Okay. So, back to it, for the love of God. Best of Las Vegas 2012 Review Journal. I've been doing it for years and years and years, and most of the time we're like, really? Are you sure about that? And it happened again, and I've decided, okay, I want to just share with you people out here, what the collective mindset of Las Vegas thinks is the best of many of these topics.
Well,
there's
I can't
hundreds.
Wait to hear.
There's hundreds. Now, this really got kind of kicked. This was put in my head because of our good friend Al Mancini, top of the food chain. he railed a little bit about this. We actually have a clip of that. Jacob, if you're not done berating me, if you could please run Al's little clip here.
Did anybody pick up the RJ's Best of Las Vegas issue on Sunday? Readers of the RJ, I don't, Scott, we're still not allowed to curse because I've got to say, these people are friggin' morons that vote in this poll. You are here in one of the greatest food cities in America by far, possibly one of the greatest food cities in the world, and I had to write these things down because they won't even stick in my head, okay? And if you voted for one of these restaurants, shame, shame on you.
That was awesome.
I love that.
I love Al.
By the way, you gotta check out Top of the Food Chain if you haven't already watched it. So we're going to talk a little bit about many things, including some food stuff. Really, you should go look at what Al said because he just...
Well, he knows his stuff when it comes
eviscerate,
to food stuff.
Is that the word? He just creams these different selections. But, you know, just simple things, obvious things. Las Vegas is a foodie mecca, man. You know, some of the best restaurants of every category is here. And spa. Is there a Best of Spa in here?
Yes, of course.
I don't think there is.
There is. What's it say?
I'm pretty sure there's not.
There is.
Let me check. Nope, sorry. Nothing there. Maybe 2013.
Is it Qua?
I don't care. I really don't care.
Well, now I have to go look.
Let's start with, let's talk a little bit of food.
No. I actually know what the best spa is.
What is it? Let's just skip ahead.
According to the report or according to the
According to the report, because it gets circulated around, the best spa is at Green Valley Ranch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's something that gets touted frequently.
Oh, hold on. Oh.
The discount, probably.
Oh, I never mind.
Locals discount.
All right, let's talk about food, and we'll talk about other stuff first.
Okay.
We're gonna 27 minutes. Stunning. All right, stunning. Okay, so here's how it is. Good night. Chinese food. Now, there is a Chinatown environment here in the Las Vegas that is, according to all the food critics, you know, we got Mancini here, we got John Curtis here, we've got Max Jacobson here, we've got a lot of foodie guys running around here, you know, talking ad nauseum about how great the Chinese food restaurant is. And the best one they came up with.
And we haven't been down there.
We haven't.
We need to.
But the P.F. Chang's, and we like P.F. Chang's. But for the love of God, is that the best Chinese restaurant here?
It can't be.
There's no
way. Because that's like saying McDonald's is the best burger.
Right. And, they're a little bit better about burgers.
I'm just saying.
But they're not looking out. And you can tell that they don't, that a lot of folks in Las Vegas don't want to go to the Strip. So P.F. Chang's, you know, we like it. You know, it's good. I get it. But could it be the best? Probably not. Well, let's look at
seafood. Is
that
what it lists as?
Yeah, the best. P.F. Chang's. The best by the readers. Let's go somewhere else. Let's talk about...
Can I ask a question? Do you also have... There's the reader's pick, and then there's usually an editor's pick.
Right. Staff pick for that one was Golden Flower. Does anybody know about Golden Flower?
Where is that at?
It's
I
on.
Thought I was your golden flower.
3315. You are my golden. About three nights ago, No, that was nothing wrong. About three shows ago, you wore a big golden flower.
I
remember
did.
That?
I did.
That's because you are my golden flower.
I know. I know.
Coomb, my little golden flower.
No, let's continue on with
flower.
The list.
Her
Don't start singing. You're gonna miss your over and under.
I'm screwed on that. All right, so, okay, now let's go seafood.
Like, did they say, is Golden Flower, like in Chinatown, does it say?
It's on Russell, so no.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at that, which is, seafood.
They didn't say Long John Silver's, did they?
No, they're Long John Silver. I would literally put a bullet in my head if they said that. Oh, yeah, because I like the crispy food. No.
The Crispies, you should be able to get a side of Crispies.
Hush Puppies.
Hush Puppies.
Oh, the Hush Puppies are good.
Oh, my God. Who are you people? No, the best seafood restaurant was Red Lobster.
What?
In all of Las Vegas, the best seafood. Now, there are, Al ranted about this. I didn't hear it all because I'd been researching this. He was talking about there are several restaurants here who fly in fresh seafood daily. In other words, one day there's a shrimp hanging out at the, I don't know, the ocean going, it's a good day being in California. Whoop! Next thing you know, blam, they're in Vegas and they're being eaten.
They're on ice.
But it's pretty good, you know. But there are some lobsters who have been in a Red Lobster tank for I don't know how long. I won't say anything because I don't want to be sued by those bastards. But Red Lobster? Really? Okay, hold on. I will say this.
Are you noticing a trend, though? You know, a lot of locals can't afford or choose not to spend their money on high-end restaurants.
We have.
And so what they're doing is that there's a certain population. It might be a big majority of the population. When they're, you know, they don't want to come to the Strip, and they maybe are a little more budget conscious, so they're going to more of the chains. And maybe the chains are what come to mind, right? Like, you're sitting there going, seafood, I only know Red Lobster and Long John Silver's. Well, Red Lobster's going to win, right? So I'm just saying that some people here don't have the budget, or they don't want to come to the Strip. Or they have a bunch of kids they have to tow along, and they don't want to bring the kids to a high-end restaurant.
Then why don't they put, they should do what is that, Fodder's, Fooders, what's that place? They should put a dollar sign or $2 signs to let us know the motivation behind the selection.
Well, what was the editor pick for seafood?
So the editor pick for seafood is?
I'll be honest, when I look at the review journal, I usually go by the editor's pick.
Where is that? Do you see that over there, Wayne?
For seafood?
Yeah.
It is.
I found it. Crab Corner. Have you ever heard of the Crab Corner? I haven't.
It sounds like someplace I wouldn't want to go.
Right. If you ever have crabs, you want to go to the corner.
Plus, I'm allergic to shellfish.
Right. You don't put crabby in the corner. Somebody doesn't put.
I wonder where Crab Corner is.
I don't know.
Okay,
it's on Easter.
Give me another one.
My point is.
Can I have another one, though? I'm very curious.
Yes, but my point is, I want to make a point, if you wouldn't mind. And that is, Red Lobster cannot possibly be the best seafood restaurant. What's the definition of best? Didn't say cheapest.
But they got those biscuits.
I was going to argue biscuits. So
Are those not the best cheesy biscuits ever?
Okay, seriously. If you're going to argue biscuits.
All you can eat Cheddar Bay biscuits.
All right. If you're into biscuits, maybe it's the best seafood. But biscuits they're not bay biscuits. They're not made in the sea. They're made in
but it's at a seafood restaurant.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. I want seafood to
you
be seafood related.
Okay.
All right. So my issue is simply this. Look, if it's the best of Las Vegas 2012, if you've only got a certain budget, well, that's okay. Everybody does that. But for the love of God, let us know, because there's no way. It makes us look idiotic. Really, the best seafood is Red Lobster. Oh, the best hamburger in all of Las Vegas. Vegas. The best hamburger is In-N-Out Burger. Really? It's the best burger? Did you guys just go yum? Yeah, I'm like, the best burger in all of Las Vegas.
What would you pick?
Not In-N-Out Burger. Hell, I'd pick, what would I pick? I'd pick, I don't even, oh, no, what's that place on the corner
We've
of?
We've never been
of,
to Holstein's.
Is that the place right by the,
I've not been to Smash Burger.
Is that on, right across from Wynn? Yeah. So I had a great burger there. I had a better burger there than I had. Hell, you can go to Chili's and get a better hamburger there than you can at In-N-Out. It's true. So it's not about the best burger. Maybe it's the best price. It should be called the best price of. Now, here's what's interesting. I'm going to bring in some other opinions.
Okay.
Controversial cool. opinions.
Of course, because what else do we do here?
Right, and we've got 6 minutes to get us all done.
So, five.
So the word is that some of these selections aren't. You know when you see a movie, a casino movie, and they get done with the table and they do this to prove that they're clean. There's some talk that maybe everything isn't exactly as you see. For example. there's some talk that some casinos might attempt to stuff the ballot. Thoughts on that? Anybody? Oh, God, I hate pregnant people who talk out loud.
You love her.
She said, so why are chain people, chain restaurants? Well, are there any, let's say, casino restaurants or casino things winning? Anybody over in the dark area over there? Can you pitch in? Anybody? Anybody, for the love of God, help me.
What I can say, let me jump in, help you out here. Thank you. The life rest preserve here. Thank you. I have, being in the casino industry, I have heard it, that it happens frequently, that when these best of polls come out, literally hundreds of newspapers are brought into common areas, break rooms, dining rooms, smoke areas, those sorts of places. And the employees are encouraged to vote for areas, restaurants, spas, casinos, nightlife, whatever it might be. The employees are encouraged to vote for where they work. And it's a it's a win-win situation for the casino, because not only does the casino win by the increased publicity and the notoriety, but also if there's any sway of public opinion, then, you know, if a certain casino, let's say Casino A wins, more people come to Casino A. Obviously, the tips are better for dealers, for restaurant servers, for nightlife people, bartenders, those sorts of things. So it is I have heard in more than one area, more than one property across the city, where I don't want to say the ballot boxes are stuffed, but essentially the vote early, vote often principle is employed.
Right. How would you prevent that from happening?
The only way to prevent that would be to have to vote with, perhaps by email, submit an email, a valid email address, or perhaps a verifiable name or something like that.
It would be good to know what percentage of their votes were mail-based, right? Versus email-based, because you can do both, right? Or online-based, you could do both.
Right.
That'd be interesting to know.
But I'm not seeing a lot of casinos showing up here.
Yeah, true. The other thing is that we had heard that some of the motivation here might be based upon advertisers. Mm-hmm. That you know, if you're a big advertiser with a review journal, you might get a little juice there. You think that's true?
No.
Anybody over here think it's true?
In-N-Out doesn't advertise.
Huh? In-N-Out doesn't? You don't think In-N-Out advertises?
Never.
Well, yeah, but here's the reason why. Because they don't need to, because everybody's buying it because they think it's cheap and good. It is neither.
Those animal style burgers.
Oh, great. You did vote for them. You didn't tell me. Okay. So let's pretend that it's all on the up and up. Let's say that, because I want to believe that, because I'm a believer of all things good. There's still things that don't make any sense to me. So, or things that I would like to change. Best taco. Well, they best pizza. Let's go to pizza. We've had the best pizza, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But you like, so they voted Metro Pizza. You like Metro Pizza?
Yes.
Is it the best pizza in all of Las Vegas?
No.
Reader's Choice. Grimaldi's?
Yes.
Is that the best pizza in all of Las Vegas?
That's not the best, but it is my second runner-up.
Well, that's staff's pick. But, like, the live audience here,
was my number
the entire
one.
Live audience is like, no.
But Grimaldi's was my number one till I went to Dufourne.
Okay, so maybe it's on track.
You guys don't like Grimaldi's?
Taco. Oh. Best taco.
Grimaldi's was my number one.
What's the best taco you've ever had?
Besides Del Taco at 4 in the morning drunk?
Wayne, don't tell all my secrets.
It's not. That's not it. When you're drunk, it's a happy meal.
I don't know. I don't know about best taco.
So I don't know this. Roberto's Taco Shop.
Well, you know that. We went there actually at 4 o'clock in the morning once.
Oh, that place is not the best then.
No.
Oh, so we love taco.
But people love. I mean, I think Roberto's has sort of a cult following.
Tacos El Gordi. Awesome. Amazing tacos. But here's the deal. I'm going to make this time. You watch me. Here. Oh, should we go into entertainers? Oh, I don't have time.
I'm kind of curious what the editor's pick was on the spa.
Oh, we haven't got to the spa. Where's the editor's spa? Wait, stop. So here it is. Stop yelling at me, Jacob. Here's the one that makes you crazy. It's 45. Here's the one that makes you crazy. I mean, crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the best steak in Las Vegas? Outback.
Applebee's.
Outback wins the award again. They won last year. They won the year before, I believe. They'll win every year. Hey, have you ever had one of those tasty sirloin steaks at Outback?
Your mother loves offer. Them.
Oh, yeah, my mom loves them. But she's going to the hospital soon. I think it might be for mental issues. You can't pick that as the best steak. It's
what
not
would
the
you
best
pick
steak.
As the best steak?
Oh, I don't know. Hell, I could throw a rock and hit a better steak than freaking Outback. The Golden Stair. Delmonico.
Craft steak. Joe's Seafood.
Joe's Seafood was awesome. That was five. I don't know. Your steak. Come over to our house. We'll make a better steak than that sirloin puck. The problem with people who are in the live studio audience is that
you need to put a boom right over them.
They keep believing everything I say. And I don't know how to handle that, actually. So you can't possibly believe that the best steak in all of Las Vegas is made at Outback. Outback, which means the best steak made in Las Vegas is also the best steak made in, what, Wisconsin? It's the same thing. How can that be?
Hey, Midwest beef, man.
Yeah, okay. It's the same steak made in Oregon. It's the same steak made in anywhere else where there's an Outback. It's not possible. It you know what? I've lost faith.
You just have to do what I do. Ignore the choice award and pick the editor's pick. Who did the editor's pick?
Morton Steak.
Oh, they do have good steak.
I had the flank steak. That's steak. I actually wouldn't call it the best I've ever had. No, the best I've had. Simon's. You know what? The best steak I can remember having, we had, it was 3 years ago. 5 years ago at Simon's. When Simon's was at Hard Rock, before they moved to Palms.
Recently, you had a steak, though, and you said it was the best steak you ever had.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's good. It must have really stuck with me.
I'm trying to think. Was it Joe's?
Oscars. They're on here somewhere.
Best cocktail, maybe.
Best restaurant named after a former mayor?
Right, what's the best? And they're going to say, who's the guy from New York? It can't be Oscars. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, it's stunning what's going on here. And so there's a bunch of other things that I'm so
fascinated
by.
Like, your best, haircut, do they list, like, supercuts? Or do they have...
No, but there's some things that you get. Best liquor or wine store. Lee's Discount Liquor. They're everywhere. I get it.
That's kind of fun that Lee's is still winning over Total Wine.
And then what's our pick? Total Wine. Okay. Now I get it. I dig Total Wine. I understand Lee's Discount. I get how both of those guys play out.
We go to both.
That makes sense. I understand that. You know, best mobile service. Verizon. Hey, look at that. You're right. Verizon is pretty good. It's the best of all. Okay. Look, there's hope. Best shoe store. This is you.
Oh, wow.
DSW.
I love DSW, but I love Nordstrom's shoes.
Okay, well.
But I buy a lot of shoes from both.
Okay, so DSW makes sense. That's a good one. All right. Best spa. Here it is. For the love of Jesus. The best spa. Well, this is not you guys.
Who is it?
The best spa is the birthday suit waxing spa. What is that?
Maybe they got disqualified or...
Oh, I'm saying
I think
it is.
That sounds like a place that specializes in Brazilian.
It is clear that these people are drinking Bud Light Platinum.
What did the editors pick?
Ritual Spa or Salon and Spa. I've heard of neither one of these.
Ritual, is that at Mandalay?
It's at Rampart, and it's at Rampart and Henderson. So I've never heard of any one of those two. Best men's clothes, men's warehouse, which they have everywhere. Best swap meet. the fantastic indoor swap meet, which really is fast and it's craptastic. It really is. I mean, so, and then the editor's pick is the Broadacres. Both of those are.
Broadacres, isn't that where they had the security?
Yeah, they had the guy with the freaking gun turret up there going, yeah, come on in. You'll be all right. Can I buy the parrot, the illegal parrot? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, both of those. You know what? If you, that should be the quote. Can I buy the illegal parrot? Perfect. Arr, matey. Right. And then I'll go to Dr. Hoffman and take out the other eye.
And wear a patch.
It's just nuts, man. Remember we did that show about the both of the swap meets. So we're gonna. Hey, wow, it's 6:45. Okay,
cha-ching.
Well.
Cha-ching.
I guess I get to pay out the over. You guys, if you haven't, we should redo another show about swap meets. What a crazy anthropological way to live a day. I mean, you get to see all kinds of people hanging out at these, at both of them. The indoor one, which I think is on Decatur. That's the fantastic, fantastic indoor swap meet. And then the Broadacres, which is out in the boondocks, man, on Las Vegas. Boy, you should go. You should go. Do it. Go. Buy yourself a shirt or a tattoo.
Underwear.
Or underwear.
Underwear.
Or clothes.
Lots of animals.
Or socks. You could buy tube socks. You buy 50 tube socks for $2.
And knives, a lot of pocket knives.
Pocket knives. And like big giant things that you could cut people's heads off. Because that's what
pots
you want.
Pots and pans. We
and
saw pots
after
and
you cut somebody's head off, you can fry it in a brand new pot and pan because they have those there too. Guess what? Tell me a story. I don't know.
I was going to ask you how they have it broken down because the page I'm looking at lists Green Valley Ranch as the reader's pick for spa and the spa at the Cosmopolitan as the best spa inside of a hotel.
Are you looking at the website?
I'm looking at just straight up spas, standalone spas. What page are you on there?
I am on page 61.
Oh, I'm on page 50. See, that's the difference. All right. I don't care. So what? What's your point?
Wait, what was the staff pick?
What do you think? Staff pick was the spa at the Cosmopolitan.
All right, without looking, what do you... The best magician is Chris Angel. Best magician is Chris Angel. Reader's choice. Best magician, our pick. Not our pick. The reader's, RJ's pick, David Copperfield.
Just a question. Did the crowd have to vote for Chris Angel before they were allowed out of the Believe show?
Right.
To get out.
We want out. Hey, we really appreciate coming to the Chris Angel show. Believe. And we were happy to be believe. I need more mascara. Fascinating enough, we're probably not going to have Chris on Talk Tales coming up. Well, what are you going to do? Screw him. But we would like for you to sign for us, you know, and vote for us. I don't think I want to do that. We understand. We're all about free
we
choice.
We believe you do.
We're all about. That was good. We believe
I know,
you do.
I might be out
the
of
funny
our,
one.
I really think
you're
I
the
am.
Funny one.
I am.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. I know what it is. I'm helping people win the over. That's what I'm doing here. We would like for you to vote for us. Nah, we don't really. I mean, hey, we believe you do want to do that. Okay, that didn't do anything. Okay, so here's how it works. Those doors are locked, and we're about ready to start a fire. And if you
Chris
don't want
to
die,
come out for an encore.
Right? Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, Pip and Wayne, everybody. By the way, the best overall show, Donnie and Marie. Actually, I could believe that. We would like Donnie and Marie on the new Talk Tales.
We need to go see Donnie and Marie.
Does anybody know anybody? Best Comedy Club, Brad Garrett's, which has since moved, and I think they might be charging too much for their new room, which I talked about on the Facebook. Anyways, so let's just make a blanket statement. Most Las Vegans are idiots. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more. Oh, crap. We're at 49 minutes.
New line is 55.
New line of 55. Okay. All right, we're gonna come back. We're gonna take we're gonna tell you some and then we'll get and more. This is the Vegas Video Network. I'm Watts Kitney. You know what my secret name is? Goodbye. Jacob knows.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Hey, doing some research. Hold on. 10.
10. Page 10.
Okay, hold on. We're going to page 10. This is important. Go to camera 3. Melissa, say something funny.
I'm not funny, you know.
You're not funny.
On demand.
You're not on demand. Okay, so
I'm not a puppet.
Are you on that page 10? Go to page 10. One point. They have one that's got best micro.
What's that thing with the sprinkles on it?
That's a donut.
On the previous page.
Go to page 10. And best micro brewery. Oh, look at that. Well played. They have BJ's Restaurant and Thingamabobber Brewhouse. And then Big Dogs. Hey, look, I just want to say this one thing. BJ's, great. Big Dog, we've been there, great. But I don't think that's the measure of a great micro brewery.
What would you pick?
Prostitutes. So if you want to have a great microbrewery, you should have prostitutes there, which means, of course, that Ellis Island is the best microbrewery.
Oh,
go back to a previous episode. You know what it's like coming home at 4 in the morning? It's awesome.
with or without a – well, never mind.
Thanks. Okay. Hey, you know what? If you guys want to reach out to us, by the way, speaking of reaching out to us, Wynn reached out to us after our show last week.
Are you making friends?
Making friends in the PR group. They were like, we don't think you're being fair.
Did they send you a deal?
Huh, fascinating. They said, I said, I picked up the phone. I said, hello. They said, hey, yeah, we saw your thing. I got Google alerts and we saw popped up. Lorev the Dream popped up. And, you know, we looked at it, and golly, you know, we surely appreciate that you linked to us, but we don't think you're being fair. What do you mean? Well, you know, Cirque du Soleil doesn't have locals deals every week, every day. I'm like, well, they should. They should. You guys abandon us now that you're making money. When you guys were in deep crap, everybody had local deals, and now you're not? I don't care. I'm not real happy with that. Well, but we do. Can we at least tell you about that we do have local deals? Sure. I said, I bitched because you guys said, we have nothing, take us down. We're not taking you down.
Yeah, tell us what you got.
What do you got? And so I changed that page to say, they do have local deals for Lorev, the Dream, that the next one starts, they're seasonal, and the next one starts June 1. So open and honest. Hey, by the way, if you want to reach out to us and tell us
that
we suck, you can. Couple of ways. Email onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to be adopted, although I don't know why you'd want to be adopted at this point, friends@livinginlv.com. If you're adopted, boom, you're right there. Oh, look at that. You could be at the Kremlin doing this, and
that's,
then right after that was
Red
taken.
Square.
Or Red Square. Then you get arrested by.
Has poor Stewart been released from the gulag yet?
No. He's right now making tennis shoes for Nike. That's all right. I'm going to get sued by about 50 people. Or, of course, the live chat is hanging out. And toll-free number? Pshaw. We don't believe in toll-free numbers. Toll-free numbers are for people who vote for the best of Las Vegas. They don't know any better. They're like, yeah, I think I'm going to go have me a steak over at, Outback. That one's a good steak at Outback. Guess I'm going to get me on a toll-free number and call somebody. No! Stop it! Stop voting for Outback. Trying to save you. And don't call a toll-free number. Toll-free numbers are for girls. Instead, you go to our website. And you look off to the little side there. Look at me. I look like I'm insane. Isn't that neat? and you click that little button, and then boop, a little thing pops up, and then boop, you make a little recording, and boop, all of a sudden, you're famous. And I mean big famous. Not Kim Kardashian, you want to put a bullet in her head famous. No, I mean famous like, who do you like who's famous? Wayne, Pippin' Wayne famous, where everybody loves you. That's right, you're Pimpin' Wade famous. And of course, if you don't catch us live, you can check us out at the Vegas Video Network website. You can go to iTunes. Breathe in the iTunes. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Roku. Oh, nice use of the rolling of the odds. Yes. Or KSHP 1400. New time, new day. Noon on Saturdays. That's pretty cool, huh? So you're driving around on a nice, warm, summery day, and last second you're like, "1400, boop." You're listening to us. It's the best thing in the world. You know what the next best thing is? Listener voicemail, baby, or email. You'll see.
Voicemail. Voicemail.
Sometimes people are critical about the production level here. I say, pshaw. Hey, here's how this works. You can send us a, whoops, I missed the ender again. Terribly, terribly unfortunate. For those of you who are not sports bettors, the over-under is you pick a number and you bet whether that number is going to be, whether the results are going to be over or under. I bet that we would be under the results for the first time, which was 40 minutes, the second time, which was 45 minutes, and then Jacob was nice enough to give us a new over or under, which was 55 minutes. Whoops. Anyways, so we missed that as well. Wow, another hour show. Never would have guessed it. Okay. Here's how this works. Normally, if we get an email, if it's done by a man, I read it. If it's done by a female, then you would read it. But as you could tell by the high production quality of that last opening, what we call a bumper, this is not email. No, no, no. It's voicemail. And we're going to hear a little voicemail right now. Jacob?
Hi, Scott. Give it to me. Neil here. I'm phoning in for some advice, really. As you know, we're coming into town May, June. And it's been around 18 months since we've been to Vegas. We spent some time, Sarah and I, looking at the shows that are on in town, and it doesn't seem that much has changed since last we were there. So we've seen all the Cirque shows, we've seen La Rev, we've seen most things. But the advice I'd like is anything new, anything that's changed since we were there last. We're starting to look for shows to book up, so if there's anything where you can recommend, we'd really appreciate it. Okay, see you soon. Thanks, bye.
So if you're watching the video during that whole thing, it was just on me going, hey, go to camera one. Go to camera three. Get it off me. And that didn't happen. Production 101. Okay, so it wasn't his fault. It was me not being able to point. I'm going, okay, I couldn't do this like we normally do. What did he say? No, he wanted to know several things. He wanted to know, okay, he's been here for
just
a while.
Just hearing his voice makes me miss Neil.
It's good. You know what I miss about Neil?
Oh, God.
Find out what Scott misses about Neil on Vegas2.com.
I was going to say something
TVN
naughty.
Dark. What were you going to say? Say it, say it, say it.
English banger.
That's...
Banger and mash.
I know what you meant.
Oh, well, I thought you might...
I wouldn't understand what you meant by that. So Neil and Sarah are world travelers. World travelers. They've been everywhere. How many times have you been to Vegas?
10,000.
100. God bless those British. They get to go on long vacations. For me, a vacation is when I wake up and I'm still alive. For those people, they go off for 2 weeks and they're like, we're almost ready. 2 weeks. Anyways, he said, okay, I've been to all the Cirques. I've been to the, you know, the La Revs. I've been to, what do we do? What's new that we can go to that is the groove and kind of fun to be with? Okay, we've got a couple. Three, actually. First, I'm surprised this is another example. I'm surprised this didn't make the list, the best of list. The first one is a little show over at Caesar's Palace called, same name as a drink, Absinthe, which I can't pronounce. Absinthe. Now, I like to say it because that feels good. But Absinthe is a fun adult show.
You would agree. A little naughty.
It's naughty. They say F words.
Lot.
They are funny.
Yeah.
It's a little. It's a combination of your a little bit of Cirque, a little bit of.
It's like
freak
a,
show.
Yeah.
Little Fremont Street. Little, you know, the crazy cousin who you had to put away. It's a little bit of everything, and it's pretty damn funny.
And then take a Quaalude.
And then, or Speed.
Yes.
At the same time, yeah. And it's funny. It is, it's probably one of the most entertaining shows on the strip right now. It's got a little sex appeal, which is good for me now because I have to sleep on the couch. So I get my sex. I don't do that. That's not where we're going. Did you just hear that the pregnant woman actually moaned?
Well.
Right. Hey, look at that. We're at an hour. And so Absinthe is a good show you should go to. And that's the first one. That's the big, that's the major production-y kind of thing. It's not as big as the Cirque du Soleil $250 million stage at Ka, which is one of our favorite shows.
Yeah, but it's much more intimate.
It's much more intimate. You're right on top of it. It's funny. There's some good, talented stuff there. Go see it. You will not regret it. Plus, they have a beer garden.
And I have another idea that you're not going to talk about.
Oh, okay, let's go.
Well, what was going to be your other idea?
Well, I'm going to go, okay. Okay.
All right. Your second idea is?
So then I want to bring you more into the quintessential Las Vegas thing. So the buzz here for a lot of the musicians here in Las Vegas has been what's happened over at the Stratosphere. And what's happened there is a gentleman named Frankie Moreno got a big deal over at the Stratosphere. So, you know, a little bit of background. This is a little behind the curtain, but you know, most of the people that you see on the strip have what's called a four-wall deal, which means they're renting the room they're in. The vast majority do that. So they pay for the room. Excuse me, they're responsible for the sales and for the marketing. I mean, it's expensive. Frankie is the first deal that's happened in as long as most people can remember where the Stratosphere paid for him to be there, and they're covering the cost of all the marketing and advertising, which, if you're a local, is huge.
He's everywhere, too.
Yeah, and he's on all, I mean, he's got a great PR push. He's on every radio show. He's on all the TV shows. They're playing his video on the Stratosphere video every, I don't know, 3 minutes. It's impressive. But more impressive is, A, besides him being a nice guy, he can't hold his liquor. And if you watch the last cocktails with him, you can see that. But he's a talented guy. Very talented. He puts on a great, quintessential, large lounge singer, 10-piece band behind him kind of thing. We went and saw him some time ago, and I thought it was
outstanding. He's a great live performer. Really amazing live.
You know, there's a lot of talented people here, and so you've got to be able to combine talent with the marketability play. And there's no question that Frankie has got this figured out. So you go do Absinthe for the first thing, and then you go and see a real Las Vegas show. There's really not a lot of those out there that I can think of, and Moreno's show is that.
You want to hear my idea?
Yes.
So I don't know how I came upon this, but I did recently. Reviews of, you know, that new thing where you can operate heavy equipment?
Oh, yes.
And you get to move, like, things around. You get to dig trenches and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People were raving about it.
From who?
Like, some online thing I stumbled across. Maybe it was Yelp or something.
Right.
And people were raving that they had come here and, like, giving it to their husband for an anniversary gift
That's fun.
A birthday gift or whatever. But I'm telling you, the reviews were off the chart. So I'm kind of curious what it would be like. I'm kind of interested.
Is it ironic that there are a lot of people buried in the desert?
No, wouldn't it be kind of fun? Aren't you kind of interested?
And the number one, and the thing that you bring up is a thing where you can...
Well, I'm just saying, if you come to Vegas a lot and you do all the traditional things and you're looking to do something different, I don't know anyone personally who has done it, but all these reviews, they're really raving about it. And I'm like, I don't know, that could be fun. People seem to like it. And even women did it. Mm. And they were talking about, I can see little Sarah in a, you know, trench digger or whatever they're called.
I like to see Sarah on one of those flight line things, either going down Fremont Street. There's one in Boulder City, I think. That'd be fun.
Well, I'm just saying.
Or we could put her in a boat because she likes boats.
No, that's
doesn't like boats. That's just being mean. All right, so we like Absinthe. We like Frankie Moreno, which is different, by the way, than Frankie Marino, who is the drag guy.
Who's also good.
Who's good, but he's not. I mean, come on. It's not the same.
It's a different thing. One's like, you know, it's a totally different thing.
Be sure you get the spelling right. It's important that you get this one right. Or you can dig holes to practice to be a mob killer.
No, I'm really, aren't you kind of interested to do it? Aren't you?
Yes.
I'd be interested if anyone has done it, and is it fun?
It's actually, it's called Dig This.
Yeah,
and on their website, they claim they're the number one attraction in Las Vegas on TripAdvisor.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of braggadocious, isn't it? Yeah, we could do that. We could dig a, you know what, we could, instead of going to a spa, we could have them dig a big hole, put some mud in there, a little hot water, and then zip-zop, I've just saved me $400, you know, and there you go. Yeah, I'll give you one of these platinums, and you're ready to go. Right? Okay, and the third idea was something to do with porn, and I forgot what I was going to say, so never mind. Do you remember? I forgot.
You asked me what the best strip club in Vegas was. Like, right. I would have any idea as a married man.
And then I said, check out VVN2. I forget. It wasn't as funny as I thought it was about 400 hours ago, because this has gone way over the over, and now I have to pay everybody. All right. Anyways, that's it. Absinthe, Frankie Moreno, Bud Light Platinum. Dig This.
Maybe. We gotta.
Maybe.
Maybe. Someone out there who's listening, let us know how it goes. Hopefully somebody will.
And this new porn thing run by Wayne. Let me see. Wayne, take off your shirt. Do you have that tattoo?
Not. I can't show it on regular
yes or
VVN.
No, it's a yes or no question.
Yes on VVN2.
Outstanding. And that's it. Normally you'd hear some music playing, but I forgot to plug in this. So I would like for you to sing, what? Smith Center. It is brand new, but you have to, oh yeah, and go to Smith Center.
Because yeah, if you can, I actually agree with that. The Smith Center is pretty spectacular. And if you're coming to visit, you can always go to the Smith Center thing and see what's going
on. All right, so what? If you're here during baseball season.
That is actually a really great recommendation.
Okay.
I mean, they have all kinds of cool things going on at the Smith Center.
And if you're here during baseball, we're going to go see that this Friday, The Color Purple.
Yeah.
And if you're here during baseball season, then you should go. You should absolutely go. If they're going to be here during, we're going to the 51s, the area 51s, where at Thursday it's $1 Budweiser beer. And it's worth it. And the best part about it is you get about this much beer. Oh, it's about 8 ounces. And you wait about an hour for it. Seems worth it. It doesn't. But the best part is you get to watch people who aren't quite at the pro level just kick the crap out of the ball. It's awesome. Area 50. You know what we're going to do? I will commit to it now. The Vegas Video Network will have a 51s party.
Woo! Play ball.
Did you hear that? The audience said play ball. Just Melissa and I are going. But it'll be a good party. Anyways, now I can't do that because the pregnant girl again said, oh, you suck. Right. 709.
Right.
Okay, so we made it. We did it. Well done, everybody. We were well under the over and under. And so, hey, if you want to reach out to us again, maybe you want to bet again on us. My bet would be to listen to Jacob. He's got a new thing over on covers.com, and it's, you know, bet the length of a show on Vegas Video Network. Take his bet, because he always wins. He's probably 10 out of 10. But if you do want to email us and bet, you're going to do that at onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to be here in the Kremlin, friends@livinginlv.com is where you're going to go there. Of course, if you want to leave us a voicemail, just like the great and powerful Neil Searle, Then you're going to go on our website. You're going to click that little red thing, and you're going to do all that. And, there it is. Wait a minute. That's not it. That's me, sadly, again. What's going on over there, Wayne? What's happening? Okay, there it is. That's it. Oh, look at that. That was kind of freaky. You click that, and you say, oh, I'm betting the over. And you're going to win every single time. All right. Again, I'm Scott Whitney. That is the beautiful Melissa Whitney. This is the Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza on the Vegas Video Network. Good night, everybody. And next time, send more of this. I'll see you later. Bye. Ticket.